And that I'm going to use as the transition for the discussion into John Bolton and all things related to it. But he's right when he says that I'm right. When the liberals are out of power, they are funny and hilarious. When they're in power, they're dangerous. Why, you got to take them differently at different times. It's why people who always come up to me and say, boy, I bet you love Clinton being in office. No, I didn't love Clinton being in office. Well, I had to give you so much material. You think that was fun? I hated it because of what was happening to the country, for crying out loud. Care about issues here, not personalities. Care about issues and so forth. Anyway, I got to go a little long here. Quick time out. We will be back in, oh, folks, I must let you hear something. A new commercial. It's a new spot for, it's the left again, and they're terribly upset about John Rogers. Do you have that? Yeah. Here, listen to this.
It's no joke. George Bush picked John Roberts to sit on the highest court in the land. Who does he think he's kidding? As a lawyer, John Roberts worked closely with Ken Starr.
Ken Starr.
Yeah, that Ken Starr. And as a federal judge, John Roberts took away a 12-year-old girl's civil right to eat French fries on the D.C. subway.
Civil rights.
And to top it all off, John Roberts is a Catholic. Just like the Pope, who's from Germany.
Germany.
American values. Stop kidding around, Mr. President, and pick someone mainstream, like Judge Ginsburg.
Paid for by George Soros and Hollywood friends of Nancy Pelosi.
Welcome back. Great to have you. Rush Limbaugh off and running. The EIB Network as America's truth detector and the doctor of democracy. All right. John Bolton, the media all a Twitter today because Bolton is headed to meet with Kofi Annan.